And now this is a dictation for William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, Lovert, L-O-V-E-R-T, August 2366. Address as a letter to Jim Beedy, 644-3724. Dear Mrs. Beedy, follow up for Mr. Lovert, who has biopsy proving arteriolar sclerosis, secondary type FSGS, advanced renal failure, last visit in December, comes in person, a lot of anxiety, high blood pressure, white coat hypertension, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies changes in urination, cloudiness, blood, infection, or incontinence. No major lower extremity edema. He's trying to do salt restriction. No chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system is negative. Blood pressure today, 160/82 on the left side. No respiratory distress. No carotid bruit, JVD. Respiratory cardiovascular within normal limits. No ascites, masses, tenderness, no gross edema, neurological problems. Next paragraph, medication list review, notice lisinopril nor VAS, phosphorus binders, cholesterol treatment. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, creatinine 2.4 has been progressive over the years, present GFR 28 stage 4, potassium elevated 5.2, a mild metabolic acidosis 22, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus on treatment 4.9, anemia 12.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. Next number, biopsy proving severe arteriolar sclerosis and secondary type FSGS. Next number, secondary type FSGS with nephrotic range proteinuria, however normal albumin and no edema. Next number, anxiety. Next number, overweight. Next number, hypertension, a component of stress, anxiety, and white coat hypertension. At home, is not unusual for him to be 126/79. Next number, anemia does not require treatment. No external bleeding. Next number, phosphorus on binders. Discuss about diet. Next number, he understands the progressive nature of this and the potential need for dialysis or renal transplantation. Father was on dialysis for a different reason. Continue chemistry in a regular base. End of dictation.